Actually, it's James and Jimmy. We've got a goal for Australia in the friendly against Portugal. Princess Abini is the scorer. She's a star. So good news there. Although this is not a full squad. We had Sam Kerr in the SEN box over at Optus Stadium.
How good.
Yeah, for the the State of Origin. I don't know. She didn't speak to me.
Oh, okay. at least you're honest.
No, that's fine. Yeah. But anyway, I was working. I think even if I wasn't working, she wouldn't have spoken to me. But anyway, that's just the sense that I got. All right, time now to have a chat with Michelle Bishop. Morning, Michelle.
Good morning again, guys. I'm no Sam Kerr, but I'll always speak with you, Jimmy. You've got to give me time to get up on my soapbox this morning over this one because I'm frustrated. So the NRL's investigating an incident that took place on the broadcast after the State of Origin involving Victor Radley and him having a bit of a joke around with teammate Joseph Suaalii, simulating a rude act. And that's if you caught it. Now, before I go on any further than this, I want to point out a couple of factors. So this happened in their environment, in the dressing sheds after a game. It happened late at night, so we're talking 9:30, 10 o'clock. And finally, if you blinked, you would have missed it. So if it wasn't for the spectacle that's followed afterwards, you probably wouldn't have even heard about it. But guys, I think this is nitpicking at its best. The broadcasters, they have cameras in their inner sanctum, and we want that privilege. We want to have that up-close and personal interaction.
Yes.
Yes, it was silly. Victor probably feels like an absolute douchebag at the moment. His family's probably embarrassed, but it was a joke that basically it went wrong. I'm keen to know, though, my big point this morning is what the hell is the NRL investigating? What are they looking for? It's 2 seconds, two frames of vision. And I just feel yesterday when Andrew Abdo, the CEO of the NRL, was asked about this, he would have won more people over, not by saying it's being investigated and doing that whole political correct sort of take on it, but calling it for what it was. It was silly behaviour. In the excitement of a buzzing dressing room, the Blues had just won. And I bet you if Victor had his time over again, he probably wouldn't have done it. But to say it's being investigated, for goodness sake?
I'm with you, Michelle. It's 9:30 at night, 10 o'clock. At the same time, you can flick over to SBS and watch some very lewd acts happening, which are...
Really?
Yeah,
filling up my diary.
I'll go one further. And this is serious, because we had this conversation at home last night. And, you know, when mums and dads and kids are watching TV around that 7 o'clock time frame, we've seen content that was, I guess, just as sexually suggestive on the likes of Married with First Sight, Neighbours, even Home and Away on the 7 Network. And it doesn't raise an eyebrow, but it's an NRL player. It creates headlines. It's clickbait. And we are all over it like a rash. These guys aren't robots. Now, I did speak to the Players Association last night, just checking up on where this was at exactly. And we should all be very careful what we wish for because, you know, players in numbers, that's power. And when the next broadcast deal comes around and they're sort of, you know, wanting to sort of say, hey, well, get rid of the cameras. We don't want them in our inner sanctum. We want to be able to enjoy those moments on our own. All of a sudden, the fans miss out. They're not robots, guys. And then there's the other side of the equation, which I was thinking about some kind of solution. And maybe it can be like radio and they have a delay. A 10-second or 5-second, 7-second delay. But look, let's face it, when that went to air on Wednesday night, not one person on the panel didn't find that funny.
And
no one pulled him up.
If you're streaming, actually, you're about 30 seconds delay. But look, I would say this, that I reckon at that stand-up, Andrew Abdo went, oh, okay, yeah, we'll investigate. And the investigation, quote-unquote, would be, hey, Victor, just be aware, mate, there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah. I hope
absolutely.
So.
Absolutely. Get over it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, I reckon even the Roosters say, hey, mate, you know, just be aware.
Chill out.
Absolutely. Now, Wimbledon, it's party time, but not for everyone.
Oh, wow. This is a great story. So fed up Wimbledon locals have had enough. I probably should paint the picture of what we're talking about here. So Wimbledon is like a little suburb, but it's very much like Double Bay. So it's in Sydney. So it's an affluent suburb, very wealthy. They've had to put up with wild partying, drinking, drugs, loud music, and wait for it, sex parties during this period of competition for years now. So they've taken to the streets with warning signs. One says game, sex, and match, no thanks. Another says visiting tennis fans, please respect our park and woodland. Another social antisocial behaviour such as drugs and booze and sex parties will not be tolerated, be warned. So I did a bit of investigating and it's a thing. It's been happening for years. Boozy fans, they congregate on the All England Club and the Croquet Club around from all across the globe. And when the tennis is all over, it goes wild. Revelers get raunchy. Residents have seen couples having sex, taking drugs out in the open. And there's no one overseeing the amount of alcohol that's obviously been consumed. But on the flip side, another resident said, I'm okay with this. And I'll quote, look, perhaps there's something about slapping a loud, hard yellow or green ball that just gives folks the horn, you know? Maybe it's something to do with animalistic grunting noises, tennis players when they play. As long as it's all consensual, then I'm okay. Chill in my books.
Well, I think, you know, for those residents, if you can't beat them, join them.
Jimmy, so to speak.
Yeah, Jimmy's writing some notes here. Have you got the address of these Wimbledon sex parties?
Hang on a minute. What's been revealed during the course of this sports update, Michelle, is that I need to watch what's on SBS.
Get alive?
No, watch what's SBS and get to these parties after Wimbledon. Although, when you did mention the drugs, the booze and the sex parties, I thought, what's Boris Johnson and the Tories up to now?
I'm going to reschedule our Bali trip, our annual Bali trip. I'll just make it Wimbledon.
What do they say? Buy the ticket, take the ride, right? You live in this really nice place, and for 2 weeks of the year.
Yeah, that's it. It's only 2 weeks.
Seriously. Now, a little more seriously, fast bowler preparations in the lead up to our summer of Test cricket. We've got Test cricket starting today, but this is a concern around scheduling, Michelle.
Yeah, so Australia's released its domestic schedule, and our top line bowlers, they may head into the summer of cricket without a game of red ball cricket under their belt. So the domestic schedule, which includes an expanded 43-game women's competition and return to full schedule Shield one-day cup schedules, there'll be five rounds of Sheffield Shield before the first test against the West Indies starts on November 30. But the matches actually clash with Australia's 2020 World Cup campaign and subsequent one-day internationals against England. So what this means is selectors have a real task on their hands now. It's a juggling act to manage how to properly prepare Pat Cummins, Mitchell Starc and Josh Hazlewood for the tours. For the tough five test summer series with the West Indies and South Africa. The concern is we saw last summer Hazlewood break down during the first test when the bowlers were in a very similar situation to this, a lack of red ball build-up. So, Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, another one with scheduling and the Australian summer of cricket. Good on you, Michelle. Okay, I'm just recovering from some of those revelations during the course of that cross.
That may be my favourite sports update ever. Love it.
We'll hear from you just
You're coming to Wimbledon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hear
Get
from
me
you
on
just
the plane.
Before 9 o'clock. Thank you. Michelle Bishop there from Channel 7. Time now for your chance to win a State of Origin Game 3 experience. It's worth over $2,000. Call 1300 01 1170 now. Be the first caller through and answer this question to go in the draw. Which player won the Wally Lewis Medal in 2018? Which player won the Wally Lewis Medal in 2018? Call now.